Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I know drawing a walk is not a big deal. However, when you're facing Gerrit Cole and he gets up 0-2 and he must have a little bit of a book that says, you know, if I throw him the high heat, I'm going to get a chase here.
Yeah.
But how important was that to just show the discipline that to not go after those pitches?
Yeah, no, that was nice. I mean, anytime you're facing an elite player like that, you lock in and get excited and fired up. So to come out with the win and get on base was sweet. But yeah, I mean, it's just like any other bat at the end of the day, but it felt good to go up there and have success against Gerrit because he's a great pitcher.
And I hadn't realized this in your personal timeline. I saw it in Jason's story in the PG, that you have a little history with Cole, even when you were a van rider, right?
Yeah,
Coming up and like that. That's,
yeah.
So he remembered that, I mean, and you just kind of hit it off?
Yeah, no, I mean, we didn't talk last night. Obviously, he was busy and I was busy, but we stay in touch and text here and there. He's a great dude, and he knew who I was. I mean, I was a first rounder coming up, so you know the name or whatever. And he was always cool to me when he met me and saw me around when he was with us. So yeah, I mean, he's a really nice guy, and he's always been gracious to me.
Is that like a club? Like, in other words, you know who the other first round guys are on every team?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Or is that like a USA baseball team thing as well, if some of you guys played at that level and,
yeah,
and you meet kids when you're, what, 14, 15, 16
yeah,
years old?
I think it comes from anything. Like, guys that went to the same college always know each other, like, whether you were there at the same time, you know, or not. Or if you're a first rounder, or if you played on Team USA, like you said. Like, baseball is a big fraternity, and there's a lot of familiarity, and you just run into people and know names and faces, and we're not just going to act like we don't know who's who, you know, so yeah, I guess so.
No, I'm going to get to the part where I'm going to control what I can control, and I can't control this, and I can't control that. But based on the experience that you had last year, what kind of message have you gotten coming into this year of what you have to do?
Come in, be ready to play shortstop, and just continue to progress, really. Continue working on both sides of the ball and just try to get better.
No, I mentioned the chasing the high pitches. Anything else that, you know, when you kind of self-assess and you go and you say, okay, this is what I need to do to take that next step?
Yeah, I mean, don't swing at balls is pretty obvious for everybody, but just working with Rick to try to be in a better position to hit and listen to what my body's telling me and trying to just continue to grow as a hitter, really. I think I showed everyone I could play shortstop at the big league level last year, and now I just want to show everyone that I can hit there too.
I'm not sure with your personality if anything bothers you. Does it really? Like what?
Hell yeah. I mean, everything. I mean, you want to perform. You want to be great. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm a happy-go-lucky guy, but things still piss me off.
Well, that's good to know because a lot of us are angry all the time anyway. What are some of the differences here with this camp, the new regime, and everything else? Have you noticed anything, and if so, what is it?
It's different. I feel like, obviously, anytime you bring in new people, things are going to change, and there's some things that are going to remain the same, but I think that we're just having an emphasis on being efficient and just playing hard and working hard and getting out. There's not a lot of extra off-the-wall stuff that we're doing. It's really baseball-focused. It's player-focused, and the staff and the front office has really been upfront and verbal in that. They said, we're here for you guys. We're here to get you to be a better baseball player, and then we're going to get out. We're not going to sit here and drill you with 500 meetings or 500 lessons or anything. Like, we're going to come here, focus on being a good baseball team, and we're going to get out.
Funny thing is, baseball is kind of a, I mean, it's a game of standing around, a lot of it, right? I mean, you're in the field, there's between pitches, and then you're, not that it's wasted time, but how do you think that'll manifest itself?
I think it'll be great. I think the response to it's been really solid so far. Everyone really likes Shelty, and Ben seems cool. And we're having fun getting to know each other. You know, anytime you're meeting a new staff who you're going to be with for 200 days straight, it's important to have a really good foundation there. And I think we're having that so far in this camp.